time for a sofa upgrade? Introducing Anabe Sofas, where designer style meets budget-friendly prices. Every Anabe sofa is modular, allowing you to rearrange your space effortlessly. Perfect for both small and large spaces, Anabe is the only machine-washable sofa inside and out. Say goodbye to stains and messes with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics that make cleaning easy. Liquids simply slide right off. Designed for custom comfort, our high-resilience foam lets you choose between a sink-in feel or a supportive memory foam blend. Plus, our pet-friendly, stain-resistant fabrics ensure your sofa stays beautiful for years. Don't compromise quality for price. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your living space today. Sofas start at just $699 with no-risk returns and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get early access to Black Friday now. The biggest sale of the year can save you up to 60% off, plus free shipping and free returns. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
This is LBC from Global, leading Britain's conversation with Eddie Mair.
4 months, every Friday at 10 to 5, we brought you Simon Marks's American Week, his essential roundup of the previous 7 days. As the campaign shuddered towards its climax in recent weeks, we brought you Simon Marks's American Day. And now, here we are with what we should call, I don't know, Simon Marks's election uncertainty update.
Eddie, what a day it's been. For just a moment yesterday, a nanosecond in the great sweep of American political history, it seemed possible that Donald Trump would not revert to type. His visit to the headquarters of his campaign in Virginia as voting was underway was accompanied by a rare, possibly unique moment of self-reflection. He seemed somber as he thanked the workers on his campaign team for their efforts and answered a reporter's question about whether he had, in time-honored fashion, prepared two speeches, one victory, one defeat.
No, I'm not thinking about concession speech or acceptance speech yet. Hopefully we'll be only doing one of those two. And you know, winning is easy. Losing is never easy. Not for me, it's not. But I think we have, when you see rallies, the likes of which in the history of this country, probably in the history of the world, nobody's ever seen before. There's a tremendous love going on in this country, and there's really a tremendous unity.
Now, put all the guff about crowd size to one side and the laughable claim that the country was exhibiting tremendous unity. Focus on the main event there, the concession that President Donald Trump doesn't do well with defeat.
Winning is easy. Losing is never easy. Not for me, it's not.
No kidding. Within hours, the man who can't lose was throwing the entire country into the jaws of a constitutional crisis by claiming victory in a race that he hadn't yet won. Flanked by members of his family, the First Lady Melania Trump, Vice President Mike Pence and his wife, might as well name the guilty enablers, the president made his move to hold American democracy hostage. Using the East Room of the White House as his backdrop, he found the words that will forever stain the building.
This is a fraud on the American public. Yes. This is an embarrassment to our country. Yes. We were getting ready to win this election. Frankly, we did win this election. We did win this election. So our goal now is to ensure the integrity for the good of this nation. This is a very big moment. This is a major fraud in our nation. We want the law to be used in a proper manner. So we'll be going to the U.S. Supreme Court. We want all voting to stop. We don't want them to find any ballots at 4 o'clock in the morning and add them to the list. Okay? It's a very sad moment. To me, this is a very sad moment. And we will win this. And we, as far as I'm concerned, we already have won it.
But he hasn't won it. And while the president continued today on Twitter to insist that he's the victim of mail-in ballot dumps, things that previously were just more accurately called postal votes, the counting is continuing, and it's showing Joe Biden moving into the lead in Wisconsin, in Michigan, perhaps on the brink of victory in Arizona and Nevada as well. His camp says now it is a foregone conclusion that Joe Biden will secure the 270 delegates he needs seats in the Electoral College to be declared America's next president. Last night, in stark contrast to his opponent, Joe Biden advanced the crazy notion that if you want to find out who's won the election, all you need to do is count the votes.
We knew this was going to go wrong, but who knew we're going to go into maybe tomorrow morning, maybe even longer. But look, we feel good about where we are. We really do. I'm here to tell you tonight, we believe we're on track to win this election. Yes. We knew because of the unprecedented early vote and the mail-in vote, that it's going to take a while. We're going to have to be patient until the hard work of tallying the votes is finished. And it ain't over till every vote is counted, every ballot is counted. But we're feeling good. We're feeling good about where we are.
Where he is today is better than where he was last night, though we should pause to note that the Democrat dreams that this was going to be a Biden landslide evaporated early in the evening. The Biden campaign's failure to have their man even show up in Florida until 6 weeks ago may, with hindsight, have been as bad an idea as their decision to let him spend so much of the campaign off the trail and hold up in Delaware sheltering from COVID-19.
You know, the promise of democracy is that every vote counts, and that has been the promise of democracy since 1787.
That's Tom Wolf, the governor of Pennsylvania, where at least 2 million postal ballots had not been counted as of last night. They're working through it, but because of the unprecedented volume of postal votes in the middle of a pandemic, it's going to take some time.
So we may not know the results even today, but the most important thing is that we have accurate results. Again, even if that takes a little longer than we're used to.
And while the president continues to assert that there are dirty tricks underway, and there's no evidence to support that claim whatsoever, officials like Pennsylvania's Secretary of State Kathy Buchvar are forced to keep pointing out that nothing unusual is happening here, apart from states dealing with an unprecedented number of postal votes.
We are exactly where we said we would be. So we said it was going to take some time to count the mail ballots, and we are approaching 50% of the mail ballots counted. The vote count, as I've said many times, is never done on the day of election night, the counties are doing this accurately.
And who wouldn't want them to do that, especially after the Supreme Court, in which the president now seems to set so much store, last week infuriated him by ordering North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and other states to count the votes. Listen to what the Republican leader in the Senate, Mitch McConnell, had to say within the last hour about President Trump's antics last night. You can almost hear the political tectonic plates shifting.
Well, it's not unusual for people to claim they won the election. I can think of that happening on numerous occasions, but claiming you win the election is different from finishing the counting. And what we're going to see here in the next few days, both in the Senate races and in the presidential race, is each state will ultimately get to a final outcome. And you should not be shocked that both sides are going to have lawyers there, both in these close Senate races and in the presidential contest.
He knows that in the other shock of the night, it looks like the Republicans have just about held their majority in the Senate. And amid widespread reports here that Donald Trump's behavior last night antagonized many Republicans whose surname does not happen to be Trump, it's perfectly possible that Senator McConnell will be one of the Republican leaders who calls time on the Trump presidency if and when Joe Biden goes over the top. We're sailing into potentially uncharted constitutional war. Here, the president once again determined to test the strength of America's institutions. On the streets of New York City today, no unrest, no protest, the patience of voters awaiting an election's outcome.
This race should not have been close. The hate that this man brings out of this country, it's disgusting. We came because we thought, you know, there were going to be riots, protests.
It was first time voting and having to vote for someone you don't like, but at the end of the day, I still feel like the better choice is Biden-Harris.
We're Republican. We work. We don't have time to protest. I don't protest. I support my president, okay? If the person I pick didn't win, I support the guy who won.
Quaint old-fashioned notion, that one. Let's see how all this pans out. The stakes could not be higher. But in Washington right now, Eddie, it looks once again like this is still Joe Biden's race to lose.
Simon Marks reporting once again. He hasn't seen the inside of his eyelids since Joe Biden was a boy.
It never happens at a good time. The pipe bursts at midnight. The heater quits on the coldest night. Suddenly, you're overwhelmed. That's when HomeServe is here. For $4.99 a month, you're never alone. Just call their 24/7 hotline and a local pro is on the way. Trusted by millions, HomeServe delivers peace of mind when you need it most. For plans starting at just $4.99 a month, go to HomeServe.com. That's HomeServe.com. Not available everywhere. Most plans range between $4.99 to $11.99 a month your first year. Terms apply on covered repairs.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.